Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. A discovery at the History Center of Fribourne County required a visit from the Albert Lee and St. Paul Police bomb squads. Museum officials called authorities Wednesday after finding three live grenades in their collections. Video posted on Facebook shows officers wrapping and removing the grenades. None of the explosives went off. No word on where the grenades came from. Minnesota farmers are concerned they could take a double hit when it comes to federal cuts and the state budget. Democrat Heather Gustafson sits on the Senate Agriculture Committee and is hearing those concerns loud and clear from rural Minnesotans.
I'm constantly thinking about our ag budget, what we can do to help our farmers and to, you know, try any way we can to eliminate some of the stress and uncertainty that they are undoubtedly feeling right now when they take a look at our state budget, but also the federal funding freeze.
The next clue to possible cuts on the state budget will come next week when the budget forecast is released Thursday. With all the chaos and disruptions in the legislative session so far, there's still one burning question at the Capitol. Will Governor Tim Walz seek a third term? This is his latest answer to reporters.
I like this job. I am grateful to be able to do it. The decision of whether I continue to do it or not belongs to the people of Minnesota. At the end of the day, I'll see if it makes sense. I think we got to get through the session here, so we're try to do. I know sooner rather than later. I think history shows us it's probably not a good thing for incumbents to wait too long.
The governor again said he's not interested in running for the Senate. He believes the Democrats will have a strong field of candidates for that position. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is not happy with the city council for overriding his veto of the George Floyd Square plans. Frey warns the move will significantly delay progress on the project until at least mid-2026 and goes against the community's wishes. City council members are pushing for a pedestrian mall at 38th Street and Chicago Avenue, where Floyd was killed by police in 2020. Hundreds of Arctic Cat employees at the Thief River Falls plant in northwest Minnesota will soon be unemployed. Arctic Cat's parent company, Textron, told the Department of Employment and Economic Development about 385 workers will be laid off starting May 8th. A bill aimed at preventing nonprofits that receive state funding from making campaign contributions or using money for political purposes has passed. The bill, authored by Representative Elliot Engen of White Bear Township, seeks to curb the influence of organizations that hide as nonprofits and use taxpayer dollars for campaign activities. It passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The University of Minnesota men's hockey team has an opportunity to clinch the Big Ten regular season title this weekend at Penn State. The second-ranked Golden Gophers have a 2-point lead over number 3 Michigan State and are 4 points ahead of 8th-ranked Ohio State in the standings. Game 1 between Minnesota and Penn State is at 7:30 tonight in Happy Valley. The Minnesota Timberwolves have signed 2 new players. They announced new contracts Thursday with guards Jalen Clark and Bones Highland. Clark has appeared in 17 of the Timberwolves' games this season and became the first rookie in franchise history to make 4 or more 3-point shots in a game since Anthony Edwards in 2021. Highland has seen action in 20 games this season for the LA Clippers, having played 4 seasons in the NBA total with the Denver Nuggets and Clippers. This is MNN.